In this bulletin, New South Wales records five new locally acquired COVID-19 cases. Warnings the UK variant of coronavirus is a risk to Greater Brisbane. And in tennis, plans to quarantine 1,200 international players ahead of the Australian Open. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging more people to get tested for COVID-19 as authorities work to bring the state's outbreak under control. It comes as New South Wales records five new locally acquired cases, including the two previously reported cases of a man who attended Mount Druitt Hospital while sick and his partner. Of the remaining three infections, two are known to each other and situated on Sydney's northern beaches, while the other is directly linked to the 27-person Boralla cluster. The five positive results identified in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. yesterday were received from fewer than 14,700 tests, which Ms. Berejiklian says is insufficient.
We know it tends to dip down as a result of the weekend in the early days of the week, but we really need to have higher testing levels if we are to combat the rumblings that are still going on. And we know that it takes some time to completely get to the target of zero community transmission after there has been an outbreak, but it's so critical that we raise those testing levels.
Meanwhile, Queensland's Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young is warning the highly infectious UK variant of coronavirus is still a risk in Greater Brisbane. No new local COVID-19 cases have been reported since last night when the partner of a hotel quarantine worker with the disease tested positive. Greater Brisbane's three-day lockdown has lifted, with some restrictions, including mandatory indoor mask wearing, remaining for a further 10 days. Dr. Young says despite there being just two cases of community infection of the UK variant in the region, it's too early for things to return to normal.
Just remember, the incubation period is 14 days and there is no evidence that the incubation period for this new variant is any different. So we just have to wait, and we need to maintain all of the systems and processes we've all got in place as individuals to protect ourselves if this were to spread.
And Victoria has recorded no locally acquired COVID-19 cases for the sixth straight day. It comes as Victoria's border with regional New South Wales reopens following the launch of a new permit system. Let's see what's happening overseas now. And Democrats in the US House of Representatives plan to impeach President Donald Trump within days unless he steps down or is removed before then. It comes after the party drew on charges accusing him of inciting insurrection ahead of last week's deadly riots at the Capitol. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says the chamber will take up impeachment on Wednesday local time if Vice President Mike Pence doesn't invoke the US Constitution's 25th Amendment to remove Mr. Trump from office. An impeachment would prompt the Senate to hold a trial to decide whether to convict and remove Mr. Trump from office, although it's unlikely the proceedings would be completed before his term expires. To the tennis, and Victorian authorities say their plan to quarantine 1,200 international players and staff travelling to Melbourne for the Australian Open is the world's strictest program. Some 15 charter flights carrying the players, support staff and other tennis officials will arrive in the city from Thursday afternoon, with the passengers to then be transferred to one of three quarantine hotels. Players will be permitted to leave their rooms for up to 5 hours a day for training and treatment in order to reduce the risk of injury, and will do so in a secure training bubble overseen by authorities. Police Minister Lisa Neville says all players and staff will be tested for COVID-19 before boarding their flight to Melbourne and every day in quarantine.
We have put in place the strongest, the strictest rules that apply for tennis across the world. I mean, there are bubbles that are operating in Doha at the moment, but this is the strictest program in the world in terms of hotel quarantine for our tennis players.
Let's take a look at tomorrow's weather now. 33 degrees in Perth and mostly sunny. A partly cloudy day for Adelaide, 27 for you. Hot and sunny in Melbourne, 33. A possible late shower in Hobart, 27 for you. 35 degrees in Canberra and sunny. In Wollongong, also fine and sunny, 28. Much the same for Sydney, 29. Similar conditions for Newcastle. In Brisbane, partly cloudy, also 29. A couple of showers, about 30 degrees for Cairns, and a possible storm with showers for Darwin, 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And if you'd like to know more about what's happening in the news, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.